Hello, I am Ryan Fernand, and welcome to the Lore of the Films podcast. Tonight I will be talking about recent television premieres, including The Killing, The Borgias, Camelot, and Mildred Pierce. So I think let's start off with my personal favorite, The Killing, the newest series from AMC. And The Killing is about a investigation of a murder of a girl in Seattle, Washington. And it's a 13-episode season. It's based off a, was it Danish? Sorry, it's a European country. I know that it might be Danish, I think, but it's a remake. But anyways, each episode covers one day, so there's going to be 13 days in the season, and it follows the investigation of the death or the murder of a girl in Washington from the point of view of the detectives, a politician, and the family of the victim. So far, it premiered a two-hour pilot this past Sunday, and it was, for AMC standards, it was just good. But when we're talking AMC standards, that's the best standards on television, as it has aired Breaking Bad, Rubicon, The Walking Dead, to name a few. It also did Mad Men, which I am one of the few that is not fond of. Everybody thinks that's the best AMC show. I think it's the worst, but that's a discussion for another day. Anyways, so yeah, it was pretty good. It was wonderfully directed. Acting was top-notch. I'm just going to go right ahead with the pilot. The first half of the pilot, as it was a two-hour pilot, first half was directed by Patty Jenkins, and that was the better directed half of the pilot. Just because it totally introduced us to these characters and this world, and you perfectly believed in all of it, despite that it's definitely a show that appears will stretch the limits of truth, kind of like a 24, as it does, you know, take place over 13 days. But perfectly sets us into this world, and the final scene of the episode is, like, wow, one of the greatest scenes, or just perfectly made scenes in the last decade of television. It is some amazing stuff, that last scene. And it kind of, it's very slow-paced, at some times too slow-paced. Maybe they should have picked up the pace a little bit, is what I'm trying to suggest. But that it's all worth it for the final scene of the first half of the pilot. And I like it that it takes risks, this show. I mean, on your normal, it's very much a normal crime drama. It's just that it does all the elements of your normal crime drama perfectly. And it's in some ways kind of surprising, because in your normal crime drama, you will find the body, you know, within like the first couple of scenes. And this one, you don't find it. You only find the body barely in the first hour. So, I mean, it does take risks, and yet it's also your basic crime drama just done perfectly. Anyways, the second half of the pilot introduces some good quirks, that this kind of quirkiness with some of the characters that it desperately needed, just because it's so normal. And the second half is directed by Ed Bianchi, who's, you know, been all over the place in terms of television. Both parts of the pilot were written by Venus Sudd, who's also the showrunner, and who also did, I think it was Cold Case, you know, one of those random CBS procedurals. So this is kind of shocking that this was any good. And I am definitely anticipating the rest of the season. Let me just say, I just love Sunday nights. I've only just seen the first two seasons of Breaking Bad, so it lines up perfectly that on Sunday nights now at 10 o'clock is the new episode of The Killing, followed by 9 o'clock, a repeat of The Killing, which, of course, I will watch the repeat. And then at 10 o'clock, Breaking Bad, starting off with Season 3, right where I left off. So AMCs are the place to be on Sunday nights, I would have to say. I'm just going to quickly go over the acting. The actors of the show include Morel Enos, who's been on Big Love. Pretty standard. She's pretty good as a lead. She kind of plays a male-like role, even though she's a female, and that's kind of interesting. She definitely has a lot of potential to break out. Billy Campbell is the politician. He's also kind of lead. He's nothing great so far. Nothing interesting in him. Joel Kinnaman is one of the other detectives, and he's kind of quirky. And he, at this point, it's too early on to see how well he's doing acting. He might be able to nail the quirkiness and be one of the better characters, or he might overplay the quirkiness like he did in some scenes, such as a scene with two soccer players at a local high school. He might overplay it a little too much and maybe ruin the series, but we'll see how that goes. The parents are one's good, one's bad in terms of acting. Brent Sexton, he plays the father of the murdered victim, and he was phenomenal, completely nails his two important scenes in the pilot. But then we get to Michelle Forbes, who just for some reason I just cannot like as an actress. I always see her acting and not inhabiting a character. It's always Michelle Forbes and not the character. She just overplays everything and hams it up too much. And I know people liked her as the mother. I personally did not. So that about wraps up for The Killing. The next show I would like to talk about is Camelot, which premiered last Friday, but I saw the pilot, and a lot of people did, a few weeks earlier when it was released online and it was shown after Spartacus. Anyways, Camelot so far has been directed by Cyrian Donnelly and Jeremy Podswa, and it's been written by Michael Hurst, who's the showrunner. That was the first episode, but it's been Chris Chibnall has also been a major writer. It's only been three episodes, and I'm already thinking about quitting the show. It's just there's a lot of great elements. Eva Green as the villainous Morgan, just brilliant. Of course, Eva Green's great in everything, but there's so many elements that are just so nails on a chalkboard. The directing's fine. The writing is absolutely horrible. It's just too cheesy at points, and there's nothing special about it to begin with. And then we get to the acting. You have Jamie Campbell Bower as Arthur, and he looks like a 20-year-old and plays King Arthur as a 50-year-old, and it's just so weird and just so annoying. And then we get into Joseph Fiennes, who's just one of the most ridiculous actors ever, and he plays Merlin as like this tough guy, like badass warrior almost, and it's just so grating that it's like, oh, okay, yeah. So, very much a disappointment. That's all I have to say about that. The third show I watched is The Borgias, which everybody has been comparing to what some call as its predecessor, The Tudors. And it definitely is. It's kind of like this concept of like epic history series, which I love the epic history drama. But it just does it in such a way that I just can't get into it. I'm almost done quitting this show too, and I've only watched two episodes. Jeremy Irons is brilliant, though, as the main character, Cardinal Rodrigo Borgia, and the eventual Pope. He's amazing, but he's amazing in everything. It's just everything around him is just so boring, to be quite honest. It's like reading a history book, even though it's not good history. So that is another disappointment, but I would definitely recommend it just for Jeremy Irons. And this show, it might it I it has a little potential, but the art direction, costume design, it's visually amazing, actually, despite the dialogue and the script and the directing being boring. The art direction and the costume design are amazing. They're lavagant or extravagant. And so there are things to recommend about it. Jeremy Irons, the art direction and costume design. But that's about it. I'll continue to give it a try. And now on to the fourth show, which is Mildred Pierce. Mildred Pierce is a miniseries on HBO, and it's a remake of the film But apparently, it's a more an adaptation of the book. It's of course starring Kate Winslet, Guy Pearce. I think Guy Pearce is one of the most unheralded actors of our time. He's brilliant, but never gets credit for it. And eventually, Evan Rachel Wood. She hasn't showed up yet. This has been getting mixed reviews, but I actually quite enjoy it. It's very good writing. Todd Haynes, who directed Far From Heaven, and I think Gosford Park, I think. Not just Far From Heaven, I'm not there. And it's brilliantly written by him. Kate Winslet nails the role. And it's very, the whole art direction is just very interesting to see kind of this Depression era world that this takes place in. So far, the first two episodes have been better, but it's not like it's just completely going downhill. And I've heard some interesting things about the finale, which is this week, so I can't wait to see that. And that about. Oh, but one more thing I would like to mention. The best part about the show is not the acting, not the great Kate Winslet, but it's Carter Burwell's score. And I just love the fact that these film crew members are able to come into television and completely rock it, and nobody will notice. I mean, nobody will notice that Carter Burwell is doing this great score on Mildred Pierce. I mean, he'll probably get an Emmy, but nobody will notice. And it's kind of cool when, you go into the Internet Movie Database and you're like, oh my God, he's actually doing this. And I just think that's so cool. So congrats to Carter Burwell. And that about wraps up my discussion on recent television premieres. So this is the Lord of the Films podcast. You can find recent episodes, previous episodes on the iTunes store if you just type in Lord of the Films. It's of course free because it's a podcast. You can also go to lord-of-the-films.blogspot.com to also find past episodes or just find more information about the podcast. I'm Ryan Fernand, and till next week on Ustream.tv at Lord of the Films channel at 11 p.m., I am out.